from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thai officials saying the mission to bring 12 boys and their soccer coach out of the cave where they've been trapped has begun. 13 foreign and 5 Thai divers are taking part in the rescue. Each of the boys will be accompanied by 2 divers. Heavy rain falling in northern Thailand, where they've been trapped on a small bit of dry ground deep in the flooded cave since June the 23rd. In the 5 days since they were found in the cave, the boys have written notes to their families, expressing optimism and encouraging them not to worry. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo ended 2 days of meetings in North Korea trying to come up with a denuclearization plan for Pyongyang. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
North Korea's foreign ministry later described the 2 days of talks harshly, accusing the U.S. side of making gangster-like demands, pressuring it to unilaterally abandon its nuclear weapons. The ministry said it had expected Pompeo might offer trust-building measures. Speaking to reporters at the airport just before leaving North Korea, the Secretary of State maintained a more positive tone.
These are complicated issues, but we made progress on almost all of the central issues.
Pompeo says a path has been laid out for working-level negotiations. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And from Pyongyang, Secretary Pompeo went on to Tokyo to meet with his Japanese and South Korean counterparts, where he said sanctions on North Korea will remain for now. At least 9 people killed in an attack on Somalia's interior ministry. At least 13 people were wounded there. Security forces killed 3 of the attackers in the 2-hour battle. The group Al-Shabaab, the extremist group, claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S.